Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Hebrews chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Hebrews chapter 4, beginning at verse 11. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Rest is sort of the theme of the day. And in many ways, hearing our hymn today, I'm tempted to take a rest myself. I find that's probably a far better sermon than you might hear today. See, rest is that elusive thing that we struggle and strive to find. Often it's rest from a cold that you've endured the last several weeks. Rest from the day-to-day grind of the work. Rest from the oppression of the outside world, the threats, the perils, the unease. Or rest simply from our sinful flesh. Rest is not something we know, at least not readily. But in many ways, the whole of our existence is really a journey from rest to rest. Rest is actually built into our very creatureliness. As we hear in the Genesis, in the beginning of all things, on the sixth day, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. Formed, fashioned by the very hand of God. Formed from the dust was Adam, Eve from the side of Adam. With that, the Lord rested. And being made in his image, rest became a part of what we are. But the rest that Scripture speaks of here in the beginning is a simple rest, a stopping of work. And in the pre-fall world, that was all the rest we needed to know. But a greater rest was there. We simply didn't know it because they were not without it. In that concreated righteousness, our first persons, our first parents, they dwelled, they rested in peace. They rested in the presence of God. But that rest, that peace was broken. And in the fall, God said to Adam, "Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. These poignant words await us when comes Ash Wednesday. But toil and pain, labor, heavy labor, that is your lot, O man. And so our parents were cast out into this world, now beset and fallen by sin, on a journey that would lead them, as we now know by God's word, back to the great rest. Our author here in Hebrews references another rest, the rest that God spoke of in Psalm 95 as the peoples, the ones who had been redeemed and rescued from their slavery in Egypt, who had witnessed the marvels, the miracles, the power, the wrath of God, who put the Lord to the test, to put him to trial. They who had seen and experienced the deliverance from the slavery, a temporal slavery that is but a shadow of the slavery we experience in our fallenness, slaves to sin. All the work he had done, they'd witnessed, and yet in sin they turned away. And the Lord said they would not enter his rest, speaking immediately of their rest in the promised land. Free from the oppressors, delivered then into a place with good and great cities they did not build, houses filled with all the good things that they did not fill, cisterns they did not dig, vineyards and olive trees they did not plant. Another simple rest, but one that looked to the rest to come. For rest is built into our creatureliness. Rest has been built into redemption. And rest is fundamental in our salvation. For that great rest, the one our first parents did not recognize, know, and love until they were without it, that great rest that we lost so many years ago, is the rest found only in the presence of God, the peace of God that passes all understanding and is known only in Jesus. The rest that he won for you by piercing into the darkness the bright sword of his word, the word incarnate and made flesh to bridge that chasm, that gap between God and all creation, to join himself into that toil and that pain, to be tested just as we are every day, tempted in every way, and yet to be without sin, that he might join himself to you. As you are joined to him in the waters of holy baptism, joined into his death on the cross, where he takes your sin, your toil, your sweat, your sadness, your fear, your unbelief, and puts it to rest in his grave, that it may never rise again, but in his rising to bear you with him into the new creation, the restoration of that rest that our first parents did not appreciate, the rest we have striven for since that day. And yes, this side of glory we still struggle. The sinful flesh still clings against your bones, that mortal frame, but our high priest is ever interceding, never resting from his prayers for you, from his work of salvation, ever pouring forth his Holy Spirit, sending forth his gifts in word and sacrament to forgive, to strengthen, to bear you up into that great rest where he has gone to prepare that place for you. We are not alone. Lord Jesus Christ with us abides. And in that we can, with every confidence then, draw near to the throne of grace and receive mercy and find grace to help in every time of need, to find rest in our Lord Christ Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.